producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
If you're a Vikings fan, it's a happy Monday. If you're a UND fan, probably crying in your coffee. I hear you. I understand. Totally. Feeling your pain, ladies and gentlemen. But if you're a Bison fan, you're happy too. Probably still wearing that crazy bright yellow stuff.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a brand new week of the Northern Plains' most listened to radio program called What's On Your Mind. This is unusual, but I'm actually in the Fargo this week. Yeah, I know.
The whole week?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Usually,
You're probably going to call the police thinking there's a burglar.
I spend the vast majority of my time, as the fine listeners to this program know, in areas Castleton West, and I love every second of it. In fact, I'm having Watford City withdrawals right now, but Watford City's coming to Fargo this week, so I'll be okay, because the North Dakota Petroleum Council is gathering this week in the Fargo, and that's why we'll be here all week, actually broadcasting live ahead of lots of events that are happening today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Thursday, I'm going to commit another radio first. We're going to be doing the radio program from a hot tub. And not just any hot tub, a hot spring spa.
Oh, drop the mic.
Tub. I know. I've got to figure this out technically. You know what I'm saying? So see if we can get this all.
I said, don't take the radio into the bathtub. Yeah, I think they say the same thing about the microphone, too. Don't take that in the bathtub with you.
I'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program. This is a week you want to be at hot spring spas because they have a big $1,000 rebate, factory rebate, and then a $700 hot spring spa rebate, and a lot of great things going on. And they're in Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks. But so we're going to do that on Thursday, and then Friday we'll be broadcasting for our friends at AE2S. So it is a busy week, and I want to tell you about all of those events. Already started this morning, bright and early, Governor Jack Dalrymple was out in the middle of a field in West Fargo, and I left him just a few minutes ago, and I know he's headed. Did you say you're going to combine some soybeans now? Is that where you're headed?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Scott. No, I'm in the car, and we're heading back to Bismarck, but it does look like a great day to get some beans combined.
You'd like to be combining some soybeans, wouldn't you?
Oh, it's time, and we haven't had a frost yet, you know, so it's not really doing the job of getting them to come around. But it's finally been long enough, and it's warm enough that I think today's going to be a good day.
Darn right. And, you know, meanwhile, in the middle of what probably was a soybean field or a corn field or a wheat field at some point in West Fargo is this Evolution 1 coming out of the ground that you were at today. Evolution 1, for folks that are not familiar, is a software company that does a lot of work in the healthcare arena and the cloud, as you talked about today, the cloud. But they have they started literally in a garage in Edina. Moved up to have a Fargo operation. It was literally like five people in the corner of what is now Bell State Bank, the old State Bank Fargo, and grown into a company that is building a facility capable of ultimately being 67,000 square feet and 500 employees in West Fargo. That was pretty exciting news today, right?
Oh, it's a fantastic project, Scott. Evolution One is a software company that's, you know, come right up out of the Midwest, and some of the original investors were in the West Fargo area. And it's just so much fun to think about, you know, how things are evolving. As they say, the you know, that area used to be the farm of Ed and Lucian and Eddie Barnes, excuse me. And, you know, they had livestock there, and they had a farm there. That was just a few years back, and now, you know, it's going to be a big software company right south of Costco, and 150 new jobs, good-paying jobs, And, you know, it's just a perfect example of what's been happening in North Dakota.
And you talked a little bit about this at the event. West Fargo, a lot of folks don't realize, I think it's the fastest growing city in North Dakota. It doesn't necessarily get attention that way because, you know, there's a lot of communities that are growing fast in western North Dakota as well. But West Fargo's got a little secret sauce going right now, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. They've got developments in West Fargo that are as big as anything in North Dakota. But they're used to it. They've been a fast-growing community for a long time. And, you know, they've been building schools at the rate of about one per year. It takes a lot of skill and a lot of dedication, you know, to manage that kind of growth. And they've done a great job there, especially Mayor Rich Mattern. He's been at it for quite a while, and they've done a heck of a job.
So when folks think about North Dakota, they, you know, open up a Wall Street Journal, a New York Times, you know, Washington Post, they hear about the oil boom, right? And oil, natural gas, and all the developments going there without question. That's certainly what we're on the radar for. For decades, it's obviously been generations, it's been agriculture. So ag and energy, two big pillars. You know, how big a deal are we in the technology world these days?
Well, it's really a big deal in North Dakota. And it's so interesting that, you know, it gets so much less attention than oil and gas or even agriculture. But, you know, these tech parks that we've developed at NDSU and UND have just been putting out like a large number of technology companies that are doing very well in North Dakota. This Evolution One is just another perfect example. And there is no sector that can create jobs as fast as technology. They just create jobs out of thin air.
What most impresses you about Evolution One and their story?
Well, they're in a kind of a sweet spot in terms of managing health care benefits and health care finances. You know, if you're an employer and you want to have a health savings plan or some other kind of, you know, health care benefit that you select through your employer, all that's got to be kept track of. It's very complicated. And they've got software packages that manage all of that, whether you're a small company or a large company. And that's really the place to be right now. That's a booming area.
12 million consumers served by this company, and they're taking two Fargo locations and combining into one that will ultimately have growth potential for up to 500 employees and 67,000 square feet. So it's a pretty neat deal, that's for sure. What did you think of that football game on Saturday, by the way?
I enjoyed it. It was a great pageant. The Bison obviously showed why they're four-time national champions. But that tailgate area outside the Fargo Dome, Scott, was unbelievable. I've never seen such a party. It looked like an NFL stadium. It was amazing.
Yeah, it sure was. It was a lot of fun. It was a great day for North Dakota, wasn't it? I mean, obviously, if you're a UND fan, the outcome wasn't what you wanted, but and the football wasn't all that great, honestly. But, I mean, just the fact those two teams are playing together and have everybody together on a Saturday afternoon was a perfect day. It was a lot of fun, for sure.
It was. It was a pageant, and we got to do it more often. But all the UND folks were good sports, and they said to me, we'll see you at the Engelstad Hockey Arena.
They're exactly right. Yeah, darn right. There are a lot of NDSU fans that are closet UND fans. They just don't advertise it very often, but they're up there a lot of hockey games.
They just specialize in different sports, and believe me, UND knows how to do hockey better than anybody in the country.
Say, we're going to see you back here in a few days. I understand you're going to do the Governor's Summit on Economic Growth on October 8th. Folks should circle their calendar for that, right?
Hi. Some great business leaders participating in that, and we're going to have some outstanding speakers. But it's all about, you know, economic growth, especially in the Valley. And, you know, we want to highlight that this part of the state is doing drastically well, even though it may get less in areas. This Fargo and Grand Forks and Wahpeton communities are really, really doing a good job.
No kidding. All right, Governor, thanks for the time today. We know you got to get back for a meeting and hop the plane and manage that budget. I'm sure you'd much rather be combining those soybeans today, but nice to catch up with you, and thanks for the time today. Did we lose you? We kind of lost our connection there, I think, didn't we, at the end? Breaking up a little bit. Governor, can you hear us? Yeah, he said goodbye. He's gone. Yeah. Governor, a better cell phone plan, maybe. You think, Todd?
Well, good to know he's not wasting taxpayer money on extravagant cell phones.
The state to afford the little better plan there. You hear me now? Anyway, no, we got everything done we wanted to get done, and appreciate the governor taking a couple minutes to chat with us before he heads back on the plane. Okay, my friends, let's get to it and tell me what's on your mind. Have you seen what Dr. Ben Carson is under fire for now? You seen any of this, Todd? What he's getting grief about. I mean, this seems like a gotcha moment to me, but I want to talk a little bit about that and much more. Anything that's on your mind this fine Monday, we are cranking it up. What's on your mind? Straight ahead. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GFI grain bins, GFI grain dryers, and GFI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GFI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with four techs. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaa, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energymd.com/events.
Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. We'll kick things off Friday's ranch tour. On Saturday, you'll hear updates from Jerry Hagstrom, top ag news reporter and D.C. insider, plus updates on the status on country of origin labeling. It's your industry, your issues. Make a difference. Show up and get involved. Event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 3 o'clock today, free Fargo Theater. The first session of the Petroleum Council Conference takes place, and it is a wonderful event. If you can, take it in. You'll not be disappointed. Then tomorrow, things crank up as well. Steve Moore, the Wall Street Journal, is making his way to North Dakota as we speak. You've seen him on Fox News Channel, read him in the Wall Street Journal. He's now a Heritage Foundation economist. Wicked smart. Love the guy. He's coming in for a great presentation on the global influences that impact, obviously, the oil and gas industry, and you'll learn a bunch. That's at noon tomorrow, right after Congressman Kevin Cramer speaks. But there's a whole host of events, again, starting three today, and the actual conference itself tomorrow and Wednesday that you'll want to take in. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Telephone number on the Cloverdale Bed Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. Did you watch Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, on Meet the Press over the weekend? Did you see this? I did. Actually, I was watching, I was kind of flipping back and forth between Fox News Channel, or not Fox News Channel, but the Fox TV's Fox News Sunday and Meet the Press Sunday morning, and they all had different candidates on. And, you know, I heard the whole Ben Carson interview. I heard his answer on the would you be okay with a Muslim president? And I thought it was perfectly fine. And all of a sudden later, my phone is blowing up with breaking news bombshells from the mainstream media that, oh, can you believe what Ben Carson said? Now, maybe I just saw it wrong, and maybe I should be offended. I didn't think it was anything that should offend anybody. And they pull it out of context, as they usually do, and they're doing now with Carly Fiorina on the Planned Parenthood videos as well. It's just unbelievable. But if you saw it, or if you didn't see it, and just have seen the reports about it, wouldn't mind your take on that today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or anything else on your mind today. We can talk about whatever you like. I got a bunch of stuff in my stack of stuff that I'm revved up to talk about today. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, though, is the spot. And by the way, Cashwise, Jamestown, Park Plaza Shopping Center there at 410 10th Street Southeast in Jamestown, the Big Flavor Tour Truck is rolling in. Yes, indeedy duty, folks. They're going to be out there.
Indeedy duty? Did you just say that?
I did, yeah. Are you not familiar
with
that?
Wow, you're excited, huh?
Are you not familiar? Yes, indeedy.
No, not since Leave It to Beaver went off the air anyway. But.
Oh, I see.
Good. Sorry, I'll just shut up over here.
I don't make fun of Leave It to Beaver either.
Indeedy duty.
Please, okay?
I would never make fun of Leave It to Beaver. Those were the good old days, before everything got all goofed up.
Exactly right. Anyway, Wednesday is what I was trying to tell you, is when the Big Flavor Tour Truck will be, and we were there with all the folks from Cloverdale on Saturday. Tyler Russell, representing the Russell family. Tate and Gina and TJ were out for a tennis tournament out west, so they missed the fun. But of course, Brock was on the field, but it was a lot of fun. And I'm getting grief about the comment I made from some folks posting here on Facebook that I said the football wasn't all that good on Saturday. You know, it was good. If you're a Bison fan, I guess it was a blowout, right? But I think football fans in general just want a you know, a spirited contest, don't you? I mean, is it fun to watch I don't know. I thought it was a little bit boring. I mean, it was. Look, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Bison's performance. They dominated. Absolutely dominated. But football wasn't all that great? What the heck? That was a cheap shot. That's what I got here, Todd. Did you think that was a cheap shot?
No, but whatever. Shot.
Anyway, Wednesday.
Was it a close game? No, but one of the teams is going for the five-peat, and one's in the rebuilding stages.
No, and I, when I say football wasn't all that great, all I'm saying is that wasn't a contest where you're going, ooh, what's going to happen?
And if you were expecting that, you were probably being a little unreasonable in your expectations. That's what I'm saying. But
the outcome was not in doubt. One other thing I just wanted to say before we get to the calls here. So anyway, Wednesday, be at Cashwise in Jamestown. They'll be there in the afternoon, and here's the comment we heard over and over again. The Chipotle garlic bacon, which is not in stores yet, but it's coming. People saying, oh, tell me when this is going to be there, because I want this for my Super Bowl party. Same thing with a thick-cut hickory bacon. Folks were just raving about it.
There we
absolutely
go.
Raving about it. I asked Connie Savageau about it on the radio, actually. And the reports we did from tailgating, she said, everybody's just raving about it. Can't wait for it to come in. So it's good stuff. I also need to give a final warning for folks that want a copy of Enoch Thorsgaard's book. We had a great conversation with the 98-year-old Enoch on the program on Friday, and outpouring of comments from you is just heartwarming. So remind me to tell you about that before the end of the day and give you a last chance on the book. Dale and Beulah, what's on your mind?
I was just wondering if about that train that disappeared in Canada that they haven't found a trace of it. Is anything been found on that yet? It disappeared about 4 days ago.
Okay, come on now. We're talking like like the planes that were disappearing over the ocean. Now we have trains disappearing?
The whole train, yeah. 47 cars, they say.
In Canada.
Wow.
In Canada, you're saying?
Yes.
Have you heard anything about this, Todd? I've not heard one thing about it.
I have not. That's one of those things you'd remember hearing, because it's not like you hear that story every day.
Yeah, that would be in the news, wouldn't it? Where did you hear about it,
Todd? Well, maybe. But no, I would say it should be on the news if it hasn't been, but
where did
it is broadcast up in Canada.
You heard a Canada broadcast about it.
But if you hear anything, I'd sure like to know something on that.
Well, just give me a couple more details here. Where? Do you know where in Canada?
I don't know. We'll go ahead and west. I don't remember exactly.
47 Carter, Canadian Rail. Yeah.
You heard it,
They told me that the head of the rail come and said that you'd think it would be easy finding it just to follow the railroad track, but he says that's not true. Not as easy as it sounds is what he said.
Alien abduction official claims over 47 cars vanished without a trace.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Where are you seeing?
I'll send you the YouTube link here.
You send me the link. Anyway, this is like recently, Dale, you're saying.
About 4 days ago I heard it.
All right. All right, well, and you don't happen to know what the...
No, I can try and check it out and get back to you.
BNSF or whatever?
CP.
Is it CP?
I'll do that. I'll check it out and get back to you.
All right, sounds good,
Dale. Exactly where.
We're happy to check it out.
So they did say where, but I didn't pay that much attention.
Not a problem. All right.
Alrighty, thanks.
We'll check it out. Appreciate the call. I'm always happy to track these things down.
I had not heard that, but
well, that's really weird that that hasn't been reported more widespread. If in fact that's an accurate statement, some prank or something.
See, there, you know what I mean? There you go.
If it actually is the real deal, I mean, that should be everywhere. So, a little suspicious, but we'll check it out.
You hear about planes, but trains, I mean, the tracks have to go someplace, don't they?
800-228-0550. More of your calls after a short time out. This is What's on Your Mind Monday edition. Let's roll.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker, you want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
I mentioned Watford City earlier, that Watford City was coming to Fargo this week for the North Dakota Petroleum Conference. And, you know, I buy my trucks and my clothes in Watford City, matter of fact. Yeah. So I'm almost a part-time resident of Watford City. I love the place. And S&S Motors is a great spot to buy your next vehicle. For one, here's how I did mine. I'll just tell you. I was there one day, pulled in, saw a truck I liked, said, boy, oh, boy, it's a lot of truck for like 26 grand. Yep. And you know, the thing is, you buy a new truck, I mean, the day you drive it off the lot, loses a lot of money, right? And you start putting on the miles that I do and lose even a lot more money. So buying a used truck makes sense. The next one I bought, I said, I want an Explorer. I want a little bit of gas mileage, a little smaller. Can you find me Explorer? You know, what color, how many miles, what kind of features? Literally within 2 days, I got a picture of it. What do you think? Here's the price. That's how Brent and his team work at S&S Motors. They really are great. So, give them a call. Stop and see them. Better yet, they'd love to have you come on in and say hello. Or you can go to snsmotorsinc.com. Their website is updated all the time with the latest inventory, and you'll see all the good stuff at snsmotorsinc.com. You got that down now? All right. All right. Let's see here. MJ near Rugby. What's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. How are you?
I am good. I'm busy, but I'm good. I took time to call you and
God
tell
you
that the lost train is a hoax. There's a, I don't know if satire is the right word for programming in Canada, and that was one of their stories, but it was just a prank story. There is no truth to it.
Well, good. That's good to hear. I figured as much. Something was not right because there's no news stories about it. None of us had heard about it, and I don't know where that caller heard about it, but now his mind could be at rest as well. It's nothing
yes,
to it.
Yes, it can. I just don't know the name of that programming in Canada. But anyway, that's the rest of the story.
Yes. Well, MJ, I'll promise you this. I'll promise you this, MJ. You get no hoax from what's on your mind. Just the real deal here, so you don't have to worry about any of that, okay?
I really appreciate that.
All right.
Keep it up.
All right. We'll do our best.
Wait
Thank
a minute.
You.
Even on April Fool's Day, we're not going to pull a prank? Come on.
That's right. Ours, so. MJ knows. Yeah.
Well, okay, good thing that only comes once a year, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the only day you need to be suspicious of whether or not we're giving you the straight scoop. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So there's a big controversy brewing. I want you to hear this kind of on how it's being reported. This is a Fox News report, so it should be fairly straight up. But Ben Carson is under fire for something he said on the Sunday shows yesterday. Listen, and let me know if you're outraged, would you? All right.
A question of faith, a question of who should be president in the White House and whether there's a concern about faith. Hypothetical questions being discussed on the Sunday shows. Dr. Ben Carson is now under fire this morning for saying that he would not support electing a Muslim to be president of the United States. But some say that the question was a little unfair. Listen and see what you think.
Should a president's faith matter? Should your faith matter to voters?
Well, I guess it depends on what that faith is. If it's inconsistent with the values and principles of America, then of course it should matter. But if it fits within the realm of America and consistent with the Constitution, no problem.
So do you believe that Islam is consistent with the Constitution?
No, I don't. I do not. I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation.
Joining us now, New York Congressman Peter King, Homeland Security Committee member. Congressman, welcome. Good to have you here
this morning.
What do you think of the question and what do you think of the answer?
First of all, I think the question could have been better. But having said that, I think, and I have a great respect for Ben Carson, but my own view is that even though I've been very critical of the Muslim community generally and not enough leaders coming forward, that a Muslim has every right to run for president and be president. You take someone like Zudi Jassa. He would, a person of his beliefs, his type of Islam, if you will, certainly would be more than qualified to be president of the United States.
Okay, this is Peter King, and Peter King is the moderate Republican from New York City. So Peter King has to say everything he's saying to remain in office. I get all that. And it was a gotcha question without any shadow of a doubt. I mean, this is the game they play. NBC News wants to trip up Ben Carson. The idea that a black, wicked, smart doctor is number two or three in the polls for president of the United States is driving NBC nuts. Wacko. Crazy. They can't stand this. They're like, what are we going to do to take this guy out? That's how they plan everything. So the question is ridiculous. But I don't think there's anything that he said that is a disqualifier or should cause the outrage that it has. Do you? I mean, first of all, I the individual, regardless of their religion, the individual and their beliefs is really what ought to be in focus when someone's running for president. Not, okay, no Muslim could ever run for president. But here's what he said. I would not advocate for a Muslim to run. He's basically saying, look, I'm that's not something I'm going to go out and take up the cause. You can advocate for it. I thought his answer was actually pretty smart. I'm not going to advocate for that. That isn't wagging his finger in the face of somebody saying, you're lesser than. You're not worthy. You shouldn't be president. I'm not going to advocate for that. And look, there's tenets of Islam that support the caliphate. So why in the world, you know, the other brilliant part of the Dr. Carson's answer was including the Constitution and saying, you know, there are going to be elements of other faiths that would not be consistent with the Constitution. Well, the caliphate would be one prime example of that, which basically says death by the sword. You know, we come in and we take over and we convert. Or you die. We want somebody to hold that view, President of the United States. And quite honestly, someone as a Muslim, I would agree with Dr. King. Are there peace-loving Muslims that do not subscribe to that? Absolutely. But they would need to spend their time explaining how they don't believe that. So, you know, this is just a political correctness police insanity. It really is. It's, you know, it's a game. But folks, get used to it. Get used to it. It's here to stay. It's not going away. And, it is what it is. It's the game they're going to play. Any Republican that becomes president of the United States will have to do so. Not unlike Ronald Reagan or George W. Bush beating not only Democrats, but beating their shoulder-to-shoulder allies in the mainstream media, period. Thankfully, there are less and less people every day that rely on that old media to be brainwashed. Unfortunately, there are far too many people in this country that are perfectly happy, completely oblivious to what's going on in this country. The proverbial low-information voter. The unengaged voter. And I haven't figured this out because this audience if I was to poll our callers, for instance, when we've talked about Republican presidential candidates, if I was Todd and I to put our heads together and say, of every call we've had ever since the presidential candidates have been on the table, that are out there, what would the vote be from, again, emailers, callers, texters, whatever? I'd say it'd mirror pretty much exactly what we're seeing on the presidential polls across the country, and that's Trump a big leader. And I don't consider you a low-information voter. Interestingly enough, analysis of the Trump polls says the vast majority of his support is coming from people that are not, you know, regular voters, are not sort of engaged in the political process. So that, I think what's happening is he's getting a percentage of you, engaged, smart individuals, just wanting somebody that will fight. And I get that. And he's also getting a lot of folks that, are, hey, I like that guy. He's rich and he makes fun of other people. I'll vote for him, you know. And that's a problem in our country. Because Barack Obama is president today because of people like that. Hey, yeah, a black guy running for president, great, that was super. I mean, I've always said the best thing about Barack Obama is that he's black. It's the best thing about him. And as much as I knew I would disagree with darn near everything he stood for as president, or as part of me on election night said, well, this is kind of cool. Because sad chapters in our past can now go away. Little by little. Instead, of course, we had someone that fueled the race-baiting flames. Which doesn't surprise me, but anyway, that's my take on the Carson thing, and I want yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text Todd. Those are my favorite. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Here's some of your comments on Facebook on this. O'Dine says, Scott, I found a lot of common ground on this subject today with people with whom I can't say I agree politically. The question is, would you vote for a blank religious person if they agreed with you politically for the most part? For example, a person that said he would vote for an atheist if he or she agreed that an unborn child deserved equal rights as adult humans. Care to comment? Yeah, I don't think you vote for someone because of their religion, one way or another. You know, to me, you would say, you know, someone's religion is a part of who they are, no doubt about it, and could tell you some things. That'd be my take on it. But if, I'm Catholic, for instance, would I vote for a Protestant or a Jewish person or someone of any other religion if they agreed with me politically more than any of the other candidates? Yeah. Yeah, I would. So I don't know if that answers your question or not. Rose in Perham, Minnesota, you're on the Common Sense, or you're on what do you call this show? You're on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Line. Go ahead, Rose.
I totally agree with Ben Carson, and we've got a Muslim sympathizer in the White House now. Look at that guy.
Yeah, so do you don't think he said anything that he needs to apologize for, or that should okay, you agree with him, but should he have said it differently?
No, I don't think he should have, no. I really don't.
The only thing I maybe would have done differently, and everything's easy in hindsight, he just answers the questions. That's the great thing about Ben Carson. He just, whatever they are, he takes them. I would have said, look, you know, voting for their office, you vote for that individual. So I would need to analyze a whole sort of things before I can answer your question. But all he said was he doesn't advocate a Muslim as president. Well, I mean, that shouldn't be a disqualifier, I don't think, should it?
No, and, you know, it's breath of fresh air to have somebody honest up there once saying what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the reasons. I think that's one of the reasons he's doing well, Donald Trump, too, because people see him as unafraid. Anything else, real quick, Rose?
Yes, real quick. Welfare. You know, part of the problem with all the immigration in this country and everything else is we have way too many on welfare. We're way too many people on welfare. I don't understand it.
Sad deal and un-American. Appreciate the call, Rose. Thanks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When building a home, you have a lot of decisions to make, from the carpet to the cabinets to the appliances. With Gate City Bank, there's one decision you won't have to worry about, your interest rate. Because Gate City Bank lets you lock in your interest rate up to 12 months in advance.
And that's a better way to build. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100. You can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
It's a new radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. And I tell you what, you want to hop in the cab of one of those 2016 Apache sprayers, and you're going to think you died and went to heaven. It is unbelievable. And they're out. They have them at High Plains Apache. So you know what a difference is made for your operation? Make this year you do it. There's deep discounts in all the 2015s. There's low-interest financing. And, of course, the ETA Center, where if you need the part, they more than likely have the part. Right there, 50,000 of everything you can imagine in the application industry, right there. Parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, works. And if they don't have it, they'll have it on your door in a day or two. Stop and see them in Mandan, in Frontier, just south of Fargo, or online at highplainsapache.com, or you can give them a call, too. Brent in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Brent.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Politics has always been been an unsavory business, and I think it's getting worse because there's powers and establishment types that are behind the scenes who do not like the fact that non-establishment types are leading in the polls. So I think the media hounds are out on a witch hunt, and I think our candidates, or at least on the Republican side, needs to have ready answers for what they're going to face. And one question I could almost guarantee will come up now is, should we elect a homosexual into office? I see it right now.
Well, again, that's groupthink, right? So one of the reasons I'm conservative is because I think the individual is preferred over the group, right? It isn't, the Democratic Party says, well, we need to get all of these people who, somebody earlier called the concerned about the welfare rolls growing, right? We're for the welfare worker. We're for the middle class. How about just going out there and creating an environment and let an individual do what the founding fathers put together in the greatest document ever formed to allow them to do? And so to say, well, what about a homosexual in the office, or what about a Muslim in the office, is groupthink. And it's not American, in my view. Dan and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Your take.
Hi, how are you doing this morning? Wasn't it just the last campaign that they were concerned about a Mormon running for president? And wasn't it back in the 1960s that they were concerned about a Catholic running for president? I think Ben Carson's right, that we have to look at the content of the religion and of the person, and if they don't coincide with what this country's about, no, they shouldn't run.
Where maybe his answer could have been a little better, don't you think, Dan? Does this talk about,
like you said, it was a gotcha question. You know, they're looking to create headlines, discredit Republican candidates, especially the black Republican candidate. And, I think it was definitely a gotcha question, and I think Ben Carson answered it properly with the right forethought, and I don't think there's any problem with that answer. And I think they should be looking at a lot of other issues with the other candidates on the other party.
That's why I didn't like Peter King's answer in that little piece we played from Fox News Channel, because Peter King says he brings out an individual that he knows is Muslim and said he'd be great. I agree. There's probably plenty, but then you're playing the game. Then you're saying, because there are good candidates that would be Muslim presidents, then there are not bad ones. Give me a break. Of course, there's going to be bad ones and there's going to be good ones. Let's get back and talk about the individual, not about, they have this faith or they're that gender or whatever.
Okay, let's ask them. Would you elect a Nazi as president? It's a valid question.
Yeah. Dan, appreciate the call. Thank you. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline off to Jim in Billings County. Beautiful, beautiful part of North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. Beautiful day. Another beautiful day in the making, but I just say hats off to Ben Carson. It's time that we get a little common sense and somebody speaks up for what's right. I think the liberal airheads must be getting a little bit worried about him now if they're going to start attacking him over that comment he made, because you go back and look, do you know the Pledge of Allegiance? I think we all know the Pledge of Allegiance. We say one nation under God, not Allah, under God. And yes, it does make a difference. I'm not trying to group bunch, but would we want our country to become like Iran or even on the lesser side, Saudi Arabia? Because there's a difference between God and Allah, and our founding fathers believed that they asked for divine intervention, and they believed they got it when they created this as a Christian nation. We got to keep that in mind, because Muslims have a totally different mindset, and if you get Muslims running the country, you're not going to be, look how they treat their people and their women and stuff. I mean, some of these liberal women talking about this and feeling so upset about it, but they want to live under Muslim rule. Not that you would get Muslim rule with one president, but yes, I think it's very important that we keep this nation focused as our founding fathers set it up.
Well said, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Here's a call that came in during the break off air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, and it sounds like you take the cowards view, unreal. That's coward's view. You won't say nothing. Oh, boy. Someone.
Won't say nothing.
Right. He?
Well, I like the he. He was the best part of the call, actually. But what does he mean by the, where did I take the coward's view? You know?
Well, he's thinking the same thing that the other guy is thinking.
Well, if you didn't ask the question about Trump, you'd have had an answer to that guy. What's wrong? You're taking a coward's way out,
See, you're taking the coward's way out today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is your humble host, the coward, Scott Hennett, along with Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, and another hour.
I love the people that leave voicemails about the coward's way out. I mean, that's... Yeah.
Come have a conversation. More coming up, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.